This Mark Start Money Podcast. If the subject is about money and life or questioning the so-called experts on the subject, we open the conversations.
From the Evergreen Studio in Florida, it's the Smart Start Money Podcast. I am your host, Eric Flynn. Are you currently thinking about getting a college education or going back to school to complete a degree? Are you considering getting your college education through an online university? On today's podcast episode, I'm going to be talking about online college degrees and if they are worth the investment. Getting a college degree online appears to be growing in popularity. But the question is, are college diplomas earned online becoming more accepted in the workplace today? Are online college degrees, are they worth the investment? Receiving a college degree from only attending school through the internet can be a good investment. However, it will depend on several factors that are similar to traditional college degrees obtained by physically going to classes at a traditional university. The investment success of an online college degree is influenced by additional criteria that is not relevant to a traditional college education. So, how is the investment success of an online and traditional college degree similar? How are the two similar? And for the purpose of this podcast, the investment success, I'm going to define it as graduating from college and being able to land in a career, you know, with a good paying job, you know, a career that's rewarding professionally and financially. Now, it does not make a difference if a degree is earned strictly through online work or by physically attending classes each day. There are similarities in investment success for both. And a college degree, in many instances, is just a fulfillment for employment. In many cases, it does not guarantee someone a lifelong career or financial stability. It does not matter if you earn a degree online or through a traditional method. If you do not have a good network of contacts after graduation, it's likely not going to make a difference of having an online degree or not having one. The truth is here, there are numerous college graduates today unable to find good employment following graduation. They're either often, you know, underemployed, and this results in being hired in a job where their degree probably doesn't make a difference. A college major choice will also often be similar to the investment success for an online degree and a degree not obtained through the internet. Now, unfortunately, there are just some college majors that have better odds of employment compared to others. You know, if a person majors in something that has a hard time finding work, there really will not be much of a difference if that person gets that degree online or not. It's just plainly going to be a hard time to find a job. But networking does often cancel this out. So if a good networking contact can get your foot in the door at a job, the truth is, it may not matter if a degree is earned online or not. A good contact following college graduation almost always will increase the chances of success. The investment success of a college degree it's really only worth it when a job and career can be obtained from earning a diploma, and networking is the key to the investment paying off, and it doesn't matter if a degree is earned online in this circumstance. Now, it's questionable if, you know, getting a college degree will pay off, and it does depend on that network of contacts a lot of times. And the problem today is, with college expenses as high as they are, the gamble is much bigger than it was, you know, 15, 20 years ago. Whereas 15, 20 years ago, if you just went to college, you know, it was never a guarantee, but there certainly was a better chance of success when you went to college. And it really didn't matter what you got your degree in. And that's much different today. And like I said, there can be a difference on the college major you choose. A lot of times what I hear from people is, well, if you go to college, you just need to make sure you choose a major that has a, you know, a good market when you get done so you can find a job and make a good living. Now, there is some truth to that, but there's still no guarantee. And what could also happen is what you choose today in 4 years may be very different. And in, say, 7 or 8 years may be very different. So you may get out of college and then all of a sudden the industry, there's just not a demand anymore. So things can change. And getting an online degree for many people is it's a convenience. It's a way for someone that has to work, a working student, to juggle their classes much easier than going to a traditional university. But I guess the big question here is, from an investment standpoint, are online degrees becoming more accepted by employers? And like I said earlier, it probably really doesn't matter if you have a great network of contacts, but it could matter due to other variables. Now, the investment success of an online degree is reliant on how acceptable they are to the people that do the job hiring. Because attending a university online is becoming more common, there is no longer quite as large of an issue with employers and online degrees. But there are some guidelines that you should follow if you are planning to go to school online. And these parameters, they don't guarantee employment with an online degree, but they can improve the chances for success. And as I mentioned previously, the type of degree you get, the type of education you get, might not matter much with a good network for job opportunities. A person that, say, gets a medical degree online, though, may not be taken as seriously in some instances. Someone that becomes, you know, a doctor online without any hands-on training might be something employers avoid. So the type of degree you get will have an impact on it being accepted. There's just certain types of education where you need that hands-on classroom experience. Something such as a doctor is one of those. You know, certain types of sciences or engineering, you do need that, and medical as well, you do need that classroom time. There are certainly other instances where, you know, a traditional classroom learning might be taken more seriously. So if you are considering on taking classes online and getting a degree online, make sure you choose a degree that will be more accepted by employers by getting it online. And you just need to do some research to make sure that traditional classroom learning isn't as important. Now, school reputation can also have a big factor in a online diploma being accepted by employers. And there's good news for many college degrees earned online is most of the time they do not state on the diploma the education was gained through working online. Employers may never ask how a degree was actually earned if it was obtained online through a school that has both internet and traditional classes. Now, the only exception to this might be with a college that's known to only provide online education. So there are some colleges that are only online. They do a lot of advertising and things, and they're known as pretty much strictly being an online college. Now, employers may know this, but the good part is there are traditional universities these days that students can go to school and earn a degree online. And, you know, a traditional state school that you get your degree online, it's only going to have that state school name on the diploma, when you finish, it's not going to say, you know, this person earned this degree from this state school and only took classes online. It's not going to say that. So if you decide to get an education online, seeing if some of your traditional state schools that have classes, regular college classes, also offer online classes, or you can get your complete degree online, maybe a better way to go than looking for a college that only is offered through online classes. Now, a big one for online college degrees is they have to be accredited. And getting a degree through an accredited online university, it's one of the major factors in it paying off with getting employed. It, you know, if a school is attended that is not properly accredited, the diploma that you receive might be worthless. So it's very important if you are considering online college to do your research and make sure they are accredited properly. Otherwise, when you finish, the degree you have might not be worth anything. Now, there are some colleges online that raise a red flag, so to speak, and these online degrees are ones that can be obtained rather quickly. If a diploma is earned in, say, a year through online work compared to the same education that you would get from a traditional classroom that takes 4 years, you know, employers are going to look at that and they're probably going to very quickly discount the education. So if a traditional university says, well, you know, most of the time it's going to take 4 or 5 years to finish, and you find an online college that's going to give you the same education in a year, then something probably is not quite right. And employers are going to be quick to pick up on that. Now, how might an online degree actually affect your employment? This is important to know, is an online degree, it could very well get your foot in the door to a job that requires some type of college education. But the truth is, a 4-year traditional degree might land you a position higher up in the organization. So there are some companies that, regardless of who the person is or their background, they just require that you have an education. An online degree may work in that circumstance. If they just require that you have a 4-year college education, as long as you get one from an accredited online university, they may just accept that. So that is a possibility. Now, the flip side to that, like I said, is if you get your degree from a traditional classroom learning environment at a university, this might get you a higher up position in the business or the corporation. So that is something to keep in mind. Now, an online degree also may affect employment if you were to get a, you know, a higher education, such as a master's or doctorate degree. Often these equal higher pay in some jobs, and an online degree of higher education may not be as widely accepted with some hiring managers. So when you think about that for a minute, if for some reason it's easier to you find a college where the coursework is a little bit, might be a little bit easier than a traditional university to get your master's or doctorate degree, and maybe it's from a questionable university, and you decide to get your degree there to earn more money because your company requires you to have a master's or doctorate degree to earn more money, your employer may not see that as being something highly accepted, and they may not accept it. Some employers, they don't look favorably on online degrees in some instances. Now, employers with traditional values might also oppose job candidates with online and online education. So there are a lot of employers that are very traditional, and they want their employees to have gone to a regular classroom-based traditional university. So anyone that gets their education through an online learning environment may be disqualified from the job from an employer that looks at traditional values. And that's just something you have to take in consideration when you get your education online. An online degree may or may not be useful depending on the career as well. someone that becomes a doctor through online studies, like I said, may have a challenging time getting a full-time physician position. And that only makes sense. I mean, like I said, some online education is going to be discounted in some fields, probably. Having an online degree might just not matter if a job position, you know, just requires a diploma, like I said. So that is one way to look at it. If you want to get into a career where they just say, you got to have a degree in anything, getting it online may be the way to go. Now, the good news is, like I said, some employers might look at an online degree as possibly being more positive over attending a traditional university. And this could be some good news. It may show the hiring manager that the person that received the degree is motivated, organized, and determined. The truth here is, you know, everyone's not in the same, you know, everyone doesn't have the same upbringing, the same financial situation. So if you're somebody that has to work a lot and it's very difficult to get to a traditional university to you know, classes, and you're determined and you can get your degree through a accredited university online, that could very well show an employer that you're determined to get it done, which is a positive. Now, for many employers, a degree earned online is much less important than experience and background. So if you are farther along in a career and let's say you've got some work experience, but you want to finish your degree, maybe because the job requires it, that you want to get into, you know, to advance, then getting an online degree may also be an option. Because, you know, a person's work history may play a more important role in landing a job, depending on the employer, as opposed to an education, you know. But if the employer just requires that you have an education, but you've got all that experience to go along with it, then the online degree may be a better way to go. Now, the big question with online education is, are online colleges more expensive? Do they cost more compared to a traditional education? And this, it's not easy to say if getting a degree online is less expensive compared to earning one by physically attending classes. It really just depends on the university. You know, many colleges offering online classes charge the same price per credit hour, no matter whether it's online or not. Tuition, it's not the only expense of attending college. So by going to school online, you may get a reduction in many fees such as parking. And in addition, you know, you're going to get a reduction in the cost of commuting to class. So although the tuition from attending an online college might be more money, you need to look at those expenses because there may be other savings that cancel out the increased cost. And a student would need to do a good cost comparison to determine if it makes financial sense to attend classes online. What are the differences? So when you look at the differences, what are the differences in going to college online compared to traditional classes? Traditional college, you have the advantage of more structure. So, you know, college classes are at this time, these days, there's a lot more structure. And also with the traditional university, you get interaction with teachers and other students. It's more face-to-face. Often the feedback from teachers is much faster if you go to traditional classroom learning. And the other difference is commuting to school, it does take some time. And a traditional university, there's likely added fees for attending class in person each day and using their facilities. They're going to charge for that. So what is the difference between the traditional college experience and the online one? Now, the online college, the interaction with teachers and other students, it's obviously online and not in person. The quick feedback may not be as fast. And also that interaction is not face-to-face in the same. Now, a certain college major may not be offered through online study. It could also be a big difference. Just because your traditional university offers a certain education doesn't mean you'll be able to find that online. Online learning can also offer much more flexibility compared to being in a classroom, and there's no commute. And this is a big draw for many people, is the flexibility to an online college compared to, you know, traditional classroom learning. There is no commute. You know, if you can kind of self-pace and make your own schedule, it can be very advantageous for someone trying to go to school that also has to juggle a job at the same time. And students are often able to, like I said, work at their own pace through an online college. Online classes at an online college will require that a person is organized and has the discipline to do it. And this is a big one with the online schools. So I would say if you're not a very organized person, you're a person that tends to procrastinate a lot, and you're a person that can't work without the traditional structure, an online school may not be the way for you to go. So what is the real answer of, are online degrees worth the investment? And I think the answer, the underlying answer here, is it really just depends on the situation. Comparing a degree earned online to one by attending classes at a traditional university, it might not have much of a difference in the actual price once additional fees and expenses are taken into account. And many universities, like I said, they do charge the same price for classes if they're taken online or in the classroom. So if you are considering an online college, you would need to do a careful cost comparison, you know, and depending on the college, to see if financially it makes sense to earn a degree online. Now, I can say in my personal experience is I looked into going to school at one time through online coursework. And I have to say, I was very apprehensive on the end value of the diploma. And this was quite a few years ago, probably I would say at least 10, 12 years ago. So this is when they were first really coming out. I think today the online diplomas are probably a little more accepted. But at the time, I also found in many instances, the places offering online college coursework, you know, the ones I was looking at were far more expensive per credit hour compared to a traditional four-year university that was close to me. Although online education, you know, like I said, does seem to be more accepted in the workplace today, I'm still not sure if a college degree earned outside a traditional classroom is just as valuable. And the return on investment really depends on landing good employment, you know, once you graduate. And there just does not seem to be a lot of evidence being in favor or not in favor of online college. Because at the same time, when you look at it, a traditional education, the return on investment is very much the same. It only pays off if you're able to get employed once you graduate. For some people, it pays off. For others, it doesn't. And the same could probably be said for online degrees. But I do think, even though they're becoming more accepted, as I said earlier as well, the chances of getting a better position a lot of times falls with having a traditional college education. Now, because the data is not very conclusive, you know, on online degrees, whether they're better or not compared to going to class in person, I would say getting an accredited degree from an online school is probably still better than not going at all. You know, it's still just as important to not get into large amounts of debt to obtain an education. That's one thing you really have to keep in mind, is you really need to try and stay or totally just keep it to a maximum limit of the amount of student debt you take to get an education. There might even be more of a case for going through school with no debt for an online degree because of the possibility of it not being quite as accepted. Thanks for listening to the Smart Start Money podcast. Let me know what you think of online college degrees. Did you go through school this way or know someone that did and had success? Let me know your thoughts. You can visit smartstartmoney.com and look for the contact page or email me directly at eric@smartstartmoney.com. If you like this podcast, please subscribe. Join me on the next podcast episode as I take a look at money pit house signs. If you're thinking about buying a fixer-up home, this podcast is one you won't want to miss.